Advanced Transport Operating System program. And really, that's a long name to for a program that's based on a 737 airplane. We had a 737-100 that at NASA landed. In fact, it was the first 737 built. And it was delivered to, it was interesting, Boeing, when they built the 737, one of the launch customers, that was one of the first persons to sign up for that airplane, was Lufthansa, German airline. And after they, Boeing had built the airplane and flight tested it and gotten it certified, Lufthansa says, well, we're not really interested. And so Boeing was stuck with what we call a white tail. That is a new airplane, basically, with nobody's name on it. And so they came to NASA Langley because coincidentally with the availability of the flight tail coincided with the cancellation of the U.S. supersonic transport program, which Boeing had been developing avionics for. And so Boeing came to NASA Langley and said, hey, why don't you let us take the 737 and put a second cockpit, a second full-size 737 cockpit, back in the cabin and equip it with the electronics that we were going to put on the supersonic transport. And you, NASA Langley, can use it as a flight research airplane. And he said, hey, that makes a lot of sense. And so they went ahead and the airplane was delivered in May of 74, I believe. And was being used for flight tests and had been used for 11 years now, I don't know, but it did flight tests of advanced display concepts. It did flight tests of digital data messages instead of voice for airgram communication, where you send up a digital data stream.